Hi guys, welcome back to Pillow Talk.
Oh, but you know what I hate?
What?
I'm chatting to guys that live at their mum's.
Damn.
You know, in this day and age, I was on the, you know, let's say I was on the phone to some guy, right? This was a while back. Mind you, this person is like, he's older than me by a few. You know, I don't mind it if a guy lives at his parents' house, yeah? But you need to be able to speak in your parents' house, if that makes sense.
Have a voice.
No, you can't be furniture.
Exactly. So it's someone's there. We're on the phone now. He's telling me how he's a big man, blah, 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 blah. His mom walks in, all I hear is too, too, too. I'm just there like, okay, why do you need to do that? And then he came up with, oh, sorry, like, my phone, like, cut you off by accident, blah, blah, blah. I was like, all right, cool. So then we're talking again. Talking. The mum walks in. He goes, doo, doo, doo. And I was like, wait, okay, hold on. Nah. I gave you the first chance. I ain't going to do it. I ain't doing this no more. I was like, wait, what happened? He was like, oh, my phone keeps acting up, blah, blah, blah. So then I was just there like, your phone is acting up, or at your age, you're not allowed to talk to girls in front of your mum.
You know, that's embarrassing, though. That's actually so silly. Embarrassing.
Why do you think that is, though? Like, do they not know that their sons are at the age of, you know, meeting other people?
No, it's not even the moms. I don't think it's the moms. Because I've spoken to someone where his mom's in the room and we're full on having conversation. And it's like, I've realized now, these guys that call themselves big men aren't really big men.
They're more mama's boys.
Exactly. Like, bruh, you're on the phone. If you don't want to say I'm your girl, just be like, I'm talking to my friend.
Literally.
And just be like, friend, say hi to my mom. And I'll say hi, and that's it. We don't need to do all this, oh, like, why are you moving like you're hiding something?
Maybe he didn't want all the questions that his mom would... Oh my God, why am I defending them? Ugh. Let me go and wash out my mouth with soap.
No, look at this idiot.
No, but like, he didn't want his mom to speak, innit? It could be them ones, he could be like, oh, mom, that's just my friend. But she could be one of them moms where she just like drags it out. She'd be like, friend from where, friend from who, how do you know this friend, blah, blah, blah. It could be
that.
Like, he was just trying to avoid the questions. Or it could really be that he has a girl that his mom has met, and the fact that he's talking to you, he's blowing the cover.
Yeah, but like, can we deep it that in this generation, boys and girls can be friends, and like, we are fine as friends. We don't always need to, you know, do more. So,
I mean, if it's that deep, the guy could have just said, you know, it's my boy, innit?
Exactly. True. Like, if you think like, okay, cool, she's going to ask me too many questions that I don't want to answer. All right, cool. Just tell me, hold on a minute.
True. Mute me.
Mute yourself. Exactly. Mute yourself and then do whatever you need to do with your mom.
True.
But like, you overdoing this whole thing of doo, doo, doo. I don't want to hear that.
Oh my God, I don't want to hear the doo, doo, doo.
No, I don't. And it's like, it goes back to guys that move to girls within your means. If she's scared of her
pockets,
it doesn't even really have to do with money, but if she's them ones there where she's scared of her parents the same way you are, chat to her. I ain't.
Oh. Make sure you guys are equally yoked.
Yes!
Be in secret together.
So when you're whisked together to make that cake, oh, it's nice God. And fluffy. Because I balance you balance me, we come together, we make something beautiful.
Exactly.
How can it be that I'm so amazing and you're salty?
We're going to guess the flavor at this point.
I'm out here, you know, sugar. They've added a pinch of sugar, but then the salt is not there. What's happening? What's going on?
Like, my friend was telling me a story. She was at her boyfriend's house. And then, you know, they're doing their thing and blah, blah, blah. He now said that this is his house, yeah? But it's the mummy's house.
Oh my god, I have to tell you man's a story.
Can you wait?
Okay, sorry, it just came to my brain.
And then obviously they're doing their thing, and obviously they hear the door open, and then she's still doing her thing, and then he's like, get up. She's like, babe, what's going on? And then he hides her.
Oh, wow.
He hides her in the bathroom.
Oh my!
In the shower.
Oh my god!
He hides her in the shower and switches the light off. But the mad thing is, when the mum came here, she wanted to wash her son's clothes.
Wait, but why go in the shower to wash his clothes? Isn't the washing machine in the kitchen?
The basket was in the bathroom.
Oh.
So it's the ones that she's I need to wash some of your clothes, blah, 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 blah. And then,
why didn't he just hide the girl in the in his room?
Girl, I don't even know. There's no hiding space.
Mate, you know what would have been smart, yeah? As soon as you hear that key ding, you put your clothes on and you run to the living room and sit down.
They were in the living room.
Then that's it. You could have just put on clothes quickly. By the time she's opening the door, I'm pretty sure your friend could have put whatever it was that she had on, just put it on.
She, mind you, he said this is his house. So she's there
so
thinking,
when
okay,
told
it's
you,
the
you
neighbor.
Been like...
It's the neighbor opening the neighbor's door, not his door. Like, what the hell? So now it's them ones there. The mom has come in and she's looked at the figure and she's like, huh? Come here. She calls him. She's like, come here. He's like, what? And then she's like, what is this? So he's like, what do you mean?
You know what's rude? Not even who is this, but what is this?
What is this?
I think she wears glasses. I don't know, you know.
No, I would have just.
And then obviously she puts the. She switches the light on. And then she goes, who is this? And then he's like, oh, that's my friend. And then she's like, why does your friend have to be in the shower? This is what I mean. Like, You put yourself in a situation where your mom says, why are you putting your friend in the shower?
Their friend is dumb as well. Why would you stay in the shower? If you just act as if you're banging a shit. Sit on the toilet. When she walks in, just be like, oh, sorry. And then you get back up and you walk.
Or just, you know, wash
your
hands.
Their friend stood there in the shower as well. Like, one mew mew.
But you know what? I can't blame the friend because it's them ones where he must have told her. Obviously, he told her, this is my house. So when someone's coming in, it's like, what's going on?
Like,
I don't understand. You don't have that quick reaction of, oh my God, let me do this, that, and the third. You're still trying to process the whole thing that, okay, there's something going on here that isn't adding up.
Like, don't be moving to girls and then lying to them that the place is yours when it's really your mom's or your dad's or
your uncle's.
And you're just, you know.
Or maybe even your younger brother's.
You know, and you're just house sitting.
You see, this is why you have to have shame.
Guys, how
can you lie like
guys
this?
Guys do not have shame.
How can you lie
No shame.
And it's like, if you confidently can't, like, let's say, bring the girl that you're dating to your parents' house, or if you confidently can't introduce the girl that you're dating to your parents, what's the point?
True.
No, I know some guys are like, oh, you know, I'll need to make sure she's the right girl.
But then the thing is, what if they have made sure she's the right girl? She's, you know, the girl. But
there's
then
something
still...
that's not right. Because if you're hiding
that girl
from your parents.
You didn't make sure of anything.
If you're hiding that girl from your parents, there's something about her that's not right.
Yeah.
I don't get it. Because like us girls, yeah, example for myself, I always told myself the guy that I would take home to meet my mom, he has to be it 100%, meaning like he completes me, soulmate to the T.
That's so cute. Oh my god.
And I haven't found him yet.
It's okay, don't worry, friend. I mean, look at what.
Understand that your standards are very high, so it takes a while to meet to find someone that's going to meet the criteria.
I don't even think your standards are high. Your standards are not high.
I even said I'll go for a village boy.
My standards are not high. So you decreased the.
No, but then we shouldn't see it.
In terms of you expect quite. Not quite a lot, but it's like you want the person to match you and be your soulmate, and it's not a lot of people.
No, but the thing
you
is,
can find similarities.
Oh hell
but...
no, sis, no, that's
do you get
what I mean? That's not what I'm on. That's not what I'm on. First of all, and second of all, if me and the person get along, and you see, my love language is banter. Not everyone in England has banter. This is why I'm gonna have to go outside.
No, but then we shouldn't see it as in our standards are high. Let's say, okay, cool, I'm saying I want a guy that has this, this and that. I'm only saying I want a guy that has this, this and that because I know I have it and I bring it to the table.
Exactly.
I don't want to come and bring so much to the table to the point where the guy doesn't feel like he has to do anything. Do you get what I mean? Or he feels like I belittle him because I bring too much. It's better that I come with someone that has the same mindset as me, that has the same, you know, standards as me, whether they be high or low. We're both on the same level. Like you said, we're equally yoked.
Exactly.
So we just go together. There's no point of you lowering. Wow. Lowering. Yes, tomorrow. There's no point of you putting down your standards or whatever just so you can match the guy. Is the guy should live up to your standards. Do you get what I mean? Or this you should live up to whatever.
This is my example. Right now, I don't drive. If you move to me and you take bus, I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
The minute I get a car, you can't move to me.
Wow, right.
Because I ain't driving my man nowhere.
Yeah, but people are going through different stages
don't
of their life.
To me.
I've seen people in their 30s, they still live with their parents.
Good luck to them.
My girlfriend, good luck to them. I was going to say, I can never be 30 and live in my parents' house. But then, you never know, innit?
No, you actually never know. But at the same time, when I say good luck to those people, I also, it's like, when, I don't know, okay, cool, I can't speak for every girl, but I like a man with a dream, man. It gets crazy when a guy don't have a dream.
No ambition, no nothing. They're just sitting there like one onion.
If you're telling me, like, okay, cool, you're at your mom's house, you're saving up to buy a house, I will love you. Like, I'm okay with that.
As long as you have a way out.
Exactly.
There's a What
I don't like is the people that they're just there. They're not going forward. They're not doing anything. They're just there.
There's guys that...
I mean, they're comfortable in their position. They don't care to, you know, get out of that situation.
There's guys that are like, nah, babe, like, I don't want to do this renting thing. I just want to jump straight into mortgage. And I'm like, okay, cool, makes sense. Like, you know, you do you. Like, you're living at your parents' house because you're, you know, maybe it took them that amount of years to get mortgage. Maybe it took them a long time to get mortgage and you're not trying to do that. So you have a plan with your parents. You stay here for free. You work, you bank the money and then you get your mortgage. That's fine. That's absolutely fine.
Like, for example, like my man's best friend, he's got the degree, finished uni. He's got the job that he wants. He's got the car, but he's still at home because his next step is a mortgage. That's what his next plan is.
Some
and he doesn't want to go out and rent. He just wants to go full out, get his house. That's his plan. And obviously his girl understands, okay, cool, that's the plan that my guy wants to do. She's in uni as well. So she's like, okay, cool, I see what my man is doing.
It motivates
you. Yeah, I need to step up what I'm doing as well so that me and my man can be equally yoked.
On that note, that's why it's important to get someone... It sounds so rude, but someone in your caliber.
Yeah.
Because it's like.
It's not rude. It's just a simple
like
fact.
You motivate each other to do better. It's like. If I see my man slacking, I'm going to slack.
But if you see your man waking up grinding,
exactly.
You can't grind as well.
Because the thing is, I feel like when we're our age.
Yeah.
I think like when you get to a certain age, you don't have your parents' influence anymore. You are a grown person. Your parents, yes, they might have taken the same route, but everyone has their different ways of living. Yeah. You're not a kid anymore. The influence around you is going to be either be your friends or your man.
True.
And if your friends are shit, you're going to be shit. If your friends are good, you're going to be good. Yeah, if your man's good, you're going to be good. Like, you need people that motivate you around you. Mm-hmm. Like, it's important to stay on your tiptoes.
Never all the way to the ground. Tippy
no. Like, I feel like, okay, cool. Like, I love talking about this guy. He needs to win an Emmy, whatever it's called. But in my last relationship...
Forget, he needs an Oscar.
Oscar, isn't he? He's not saying what?
Mum was going to say Oscar. My last relationship...
What? The guy that I was with was always planning.
Mm.
So in my head, that stuck with me.
Yeah.
So I was always planning. Mm. Okay, cool. He's sitting down. He's planning. Okay, cool. This year, this is what I'm doing. This is what I'm doing. This is what I'm doing. Beside him would be me. Mm. I want to do this year, that this year, that this year. And it's like, because he was running on a mindset of, I need to get money, but at the same time, I need to have a plan to get this money.
Mm.
I started, like, getting that same...
Yeah.
What is it called?
Mindset.
Mindset, yeah. So I started jumping onto his wave, and I'm like, rah, like, babe can't do this alone. Mm. Like, you know, if he's winning, he wants me to also win.
Mm-hmm.
And it came to a point where, okay, cool, he got a job, and he was like, give me your CV.
Mm.
You need to be... on the same mindset as the person, literally. You need to kind of walk in this, like, similar
path.
Yeah. You might not, okay, cool. You might not be on the same level, but I need a man that's a hustler. By saying hustler, I'm not saying you need to be earning certain digits. Mm-hmm. No. You just need to show your will of working.
Mm-hmm.
You can work in flipping Lidl.
Make
not
no
even
one
Lidl.
This Lidl fan.
No,
Lidl.
Not even Lidl. Lidl play
Lidl plays. Banking coins. 11
Lidl pounds. Good money.
It pays good. Not even what is it?
They pay
JD?
Good money.
Mate, JD More needs to get carers, dashed bro. In the bin, fam. That's another topic
not
for another
JD.
Day.
Not even JD. What is it? What is it?
That's a topic what to never be mate? Touched. I'm tired of hearing JD, what? Guys. It's okay.
What's the lowest paying job?
Yeah, like, I'm trying to think of one.
Apprenticeships are pretty shit pay.
Yeah, but that's... You can get an... Yeah.
It sure depends on the company.
And if them ones that apprenticeships, you can be in an apprenticeship for, like, 6 months, and then you get... They promote you straight away because of how well you're doing.
Yeah, and then you get the job and
so
all that
if someone's there where when I think about it, you just need to be someone that's, you know, ready to fight.
Ready to work.
Exactly. And it's like it's all right, you know when people date outside their
culture.
Not box. Culture, box, that's it. Because there's some of us that are from estates, and then there's some people that are from villages.
Mm.
In England, it's different. In Uganda, being from a village, you're from the poor part.
Mm.
But, you know, in England, being from the village, you got the money. You got your bowling.
Guys, by village, she means countryside.
Oh.
Countryside, okay. Big house, Essex, mansions. That's what's Chelsea oh, okay. side. That's what she's talking about.
All right, cool. So it's like a guy from there moving to me. It's a bit weird.
Mm.
Okay, cool. I might be, you know, he might be the guy that I want to be with. But, okay, let's put it in as England. Our cultures are going to be different. The way we speak, the way we think about things, the way we eat, basically.
True.
He might like his ketchup all what over his chips. Well,
all over the caviar. You know?
Exactly. Whereas I like my ketchup on the side and I just dip it, dip in my chips. So it's them ones there where when we date outside our, like, bracket, we also, I don't know for you guys, but for me, I always look at, okay, cool. He's this type of person. His personality is this way. But what's his status as well? Like, where's he at?
Like, where's he at in life?
Is he past working class? Because when we, like, when we date certain people, even though they live in their parents' house, they are of a certain class.
True.
So their status would kind of, I don't know, it's either they their status belittles you, or your status is higher than their status.
Mm.
For like a guy from Chelsea to move to me when he still lives in his parents' house, but versus a guy who lives in Barking or Hackney to move to me while he lives in his parents' house is different.
True. Do you know, I kind of find that weird though, because it's like kind of like, okay, cool. You won't accept a guy that's from like an estate that lives with his parents, but you'll accept a guy if he lives in like Chelsea, Kensington, all them big places there. Like, shouldn't it be like the same?
It's just a stereotype of them having that
but
money.
But shouldn't it be like the same thing? Because the guy is still living at his parents' house, or does the money that he brings make a difference?
For some people, it probably would. Because it's like, okay, yeah, he lives at his parents' house. That means he's got money to spare. This is my assumption anyway. He's got money to spare to spend on me to go here, to go there. Whereas this brother from the estate, he probably might be helping his mom. He might be trying to work towards something. So his money or time is limited. He doesn't have all that time to be spending on me or going out on dates or this, that, and the third, because he has to work this job and do that and study for this and provide for that.
That actually does make sense. This just reminds me, like, I know, like, when you're 16, you're meant to be living at your parents' house anyway, but it's like that the guy that we had in our year, the rich guy. I should have finessed that fucking nigga. Anywho. It's like, okay, cool. The nigga that's not even a nigga. Okay, cool. So the big hype was the fact that I was dating him and I was from Gascoigne or whatever, and everyone thought I was a gold digger because I was dating him.
Talk about that as well.
Mm-hmm. But the thing is, everyone thought I had, splashing cash on me, they saw the McDonald's meals, they thought, I was living lavish.
It was an everyday treat.
It wasn't an everyday treat, fam.
Okay.
It's like, everyone from the outside was like, okay, cool, he definitely spoiling her.
Yeah.
So, whatever food she's eating or whatever, he's buying for her. Mm-hmm. But it was like, them ones, okay, cool, he had money and everything, but it wasn't his money, it was his parents' money. So you can still live in that big Chelsea house with your parents, but you don't own shit. You don't have nothing to your name. You're just there. But flipping Hamza from Hackney, he lives with his parents or whatever, but he has stuff. Do you get what I mean? He has things in his name. He makes his own money. He's his own person. So he has like his own bubble, but he's still living in his parents. Whereas you can have Tom. He lives with his parents, absolutely nothing, doesn't make no money. He basically lives off his parents. But people don't see that because they're just judging by their appearance, by what he looks like. Okay, cool. He's driving this and this guy's driving this. He's driving a 2010 car. My guy's plate is 2020. So you just look
2021, even before we get in the year.
Yes, 2021, even before we've entered. You're seeing that and you're like, yes, he has money. But baby girl, that might be his dad's car, his mom's car, his uncle's car, and you're falling for all that flashiness.
I want to, like, something that you mentioned, like, let's say you were an estate girl and the guy you were dating lived in, like, a good place, whatever. Mm. I don't know them places there, but, yeah. So, see how people around you who knew, like, you were from the estate, how they were calling you a gold digger.
Mm.
How does that like impact you? Because it's mad when a lot of people, okay, cool, when I don't want to sound mean, but when poor people see other poor people win, they become very salty.
True.
And it's like, I'm going off topic right now, but it's like, how did you feel, sis?
You know what, it was like them ones, okay, everyone was saying whatever they wanted to say, but because I knew that wasn't my intentions, that wasn't what I was doing, and I actually genuinely liked the guy and the guy genuinely helped me through life. We both helped each other and stuff. It's like we both grew together in a type of way. So it's like when the relationship ended, it was kind of like, oh, I'm at a loss because I didn't know like where to go. Because it was like, okay, cool. He helped me with my depression. He helped me with this. I helped him with his depression. I helped him with this. So it's like he would give me something. I'll give him something. So it was like an exchange. So it was like, yeah, it was like, because we were both going through the same thing. I guess we were both in the same yoke. We were both in the same mix. Is that whatever anyone else was saying from the outside world,
it didn't matter.
It didn't matter to me. I'll be like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
I'm out here eating my McDonald's. What are you eating? You're looking at me.
Sharing.
There with your air.
Apple.
yeah. Apple I was pie. Sharing.
You see, you guys are sharing pies, apple boy. Pies. I had two apple pies by myself. Come now.
Who's you, man? I never even knew you existed like that. Relax. Relax.
But no, like, dating. You know when people say dating on your level is important? It is, but at the same time, you when you think about it, you can date someone that's on your level, but they don't mean as much. Whether I feel like the dating on your level and dating in your caliber are two different things. Dating on your level is someone that has the same thing as you. Dating in your caliber is someone that has the same drive as you. Might not have the same money,
but the same drive.
Exactly. Might not be in the same situation as you are, but their end goal and your end goal is the same. Because you have, like, let's say, for example, rich people. I'm rich. My man's rich. But he don't want to have kids. He don't. He don't want a family. He just wants. He don't want to get married. He wants girlfriend for the rest of his life. And then you have this girl working her butt off to support her mum. But at the same time, she still wants a future. She wants a husband. She wants kids. You know. And it's like this. Me and this person at the end. We just want someone to grow old with and be in love. Whereas someone that's on the same level as me just wants wealth all the way around and just to travel the world.
Sometimes it's not even that. Sometimes the person that's on the same level as you doesn't want to elevate. They just want to be exactly where they are. You might want to try, you know, move out the country, buy a house here, invest there, whereas they're comfortable in their one-bedroom apartment. And that's it. They're content with the life that they have.
You know what I find weird, you know how people are like, oh, what was it? You can't date up. You always have to date on your same level or, you know.
No, no, no. It's women. Women can date up.
Yeah.
But men have to date on the same level or below.
That I don't understand it. I need a guy to explain that to me. Like what if I make more than you? What does that have to do?
Ego. Ego.
But at the same time,
it's an ego thing. And sometimes this could be a thing of them wanting to control the person. That's ego. Why they go.
Yeah, but at the same time, you see it as this, you're both living in the same household. You're bringing in money, I'm bringing in money. What's the difference? We're both paying our bills. It is what
the difference is, guys. In okay, cool. Society and religion and all these other factors bring a guy to be a provider,
like the breadwinner.
Exactly. So it is okay. Yeah. It's all right. Certain guys, it's okay for them if their woman makes money, but not as much as they do. That's why even in today's society, as much as we've done this whole discrimination, sexism and all
equal
of that,
pay and
equal
all of
pay
that.
And all of that, you will still find that there's certain workplaces that where
men get higher. Yeah.
Exactly. That's because they are seen to be providers. Like, they just want to provide. And it's like, it's a bit weird for a man when his woman that he's supposed to be providing for all of a sudden turns around and she's the one that's providing. And it's like, it's a bit scary. But then there's certain guys that learn how to rock with it. Like, you know, she's my woman.
I just see it as, you should be able to marry or be with whoever you want to be with, no matter the class. Because it's like nowadays, if you have 1k followers on Insta, you can't go out with someone that has like 2. That's not allowed. You both need to have the numbers, like, let's say, like Molly May and what's his name, Tommy. They're both, yeah, they're the highest paid couple on Insta. Like you were saying, they can't break up now.
No.
So that's another thing. People are just in relationships.
No. They can't
break up.
But the image, like society, like their image is too strong together for them to come and out.
People are always like, oh, YouTube. Oh, that's another thing. YouTubers. Everyone is so obsessed with YouTuber couples that when something happens, you're all of a sudden, oh my God, love is gone. Love is dead.
Yeah, they don't believe in love.
Yeah.
What is that?
That's when people idolize people. That's couple. That's just
out of that. Yeah, and Ken.
No, not Ken them. Ken and Nia, whatever. They're still together. They're just not doing...
Oh, like Nikki and Jamie and all them.
What's his name?
Jamie.
No, that's not his name.
Which one?
Nikita.
Nikita and Terrell?
Yeah,
and
Terrell. Like, when their relationship... I didn't know who they were. No, I'm not going to lie.
They were when they broke up.
Exactly. Yeah. That's how I found out, because she was putting out videos about him appearing in the window with a gun. Oh, God.
Tapping on the window with a gun.
It was a gun.
He was tapping on... Yeah, she said, I can picture him coming to my house and tapping on the window.
And, like, I felt like, what? And then people are like, oh, my God, love is gone.
I can't love no one.
That's when, like, everyone decided to just be dating around. And I'm like, you can't let, like, social media influence your relationship. It's just a bit...
It's very, 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 it's like, how low or how, wait, let me try and figure this out. Let me say this without offending people too much. Come back to me. Let me reword this.
It's
just like, how crazy do you have to be? How crazy do you have to be to compare yourself to someone to someone that's on YouTube?
It might be a case of the person seeing themselves in said what'd you person say? That's in that couple.
They see themselves.
That's why it's so easy. It could be a thing of they see themselves in that person, or their similarities, or maybe it could just be a thing of we look alike, or we've been through similar things in life, so. You know, I'm looking at you for this advice or that advice or how you move so I know how to move, kind of thing. It sounds mad either way, but that might just be some way, the way some people think.
My thing is, how low is your self-esteem, How low is your self-esteem for you to come?
How low can you go?
Literally, for you to come and I'll be like, I'm not going to do this because it didn't work for this and this, or... I'm not going to take this next step because it didn't work for this and this. Or I'm not going to leave my mom's house because it didn't work for Tom, Harry, Bob. So I'm going to stay at home and be Tom, Barry and Bob.
I believe that people that live with their parents and have tried moving out don't know how to manage money. True. That's the end of it.
True.
You can't tell me that you've left your parents' house with the intention of not going back, but just going back for certain holidays, and you end up going back in the months of moving out because...
Wait, whoa.
Why are we worrying? Oh, yeah.
She said some moving back within a month of moving out.
Yeah. And they don't have any, like, sense of, okay, cool, I need to pay the bills before I have fun. They have fun. And then pay bills. You decide to come and now pay the bill.
The money's gone.
You don't even have enough money for flipping food.
It's them ones like, you would rather not have like clothes or whatever, new clothes or whatever. You may not have like the food that you want, the snacks that you want. But as long as your rent, your electricity and everything is paid, you'll be fine. There's beans on toast. There's beans with beans. There's sweet corn.
One thing I do want to One thing I do there's want a lot to of struggle emphasize to guys, though, never feel like you need to move out of your parents' house because a girl has tells told you to.
Yeah. Just move out because you want to do it. It's in your plan and you can afford it.
And also, live if within you're moving your to means. A girl that needs a guy that's out of the house, is she out of the house yet?
True.
There's certain girls that don't even live in the same...
Even if she ain't, bro, leave that one alone before she don't come and I'll give you unnecessary
stress. Even if she is at home, is she planning to move out anytime soon?
Exactly.
Is she planning to take a new step and, like, dip in? Because, like, okay, let me, like, okay, for example, me, okay. So when I first started dating my mom, we're both living in our parents' house, as you do. You live in your parents' house. So it was like, okay, cool. But then it was always, the thing that was always coming out of his mouth was, I want to move out.
Yeah.
I want to move out. Mm-hmm. I want to move out. And then I was just there like, yeah, okay, cool. I never took it seriously. I was just there like, yeah, this nigga wants to move out. It is what it is. Mm-hmm. Leave it at that. He's like, I'm being deadly serious. I want to move out. And then that started making me think, I'm like, okay, cool. My guy's ready to take the next step. And it's like, it's not just I want to move out by myself. It's I want to move out with you.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh,
like, let's do this.
Yeah, it's like, let's do it. So then that's when you're like, okay, cool. That's when you start looking. You're like, oh, am I financially stable? Am I this? Am
Can I this? Do this?
Because it was like, it came at a time where I quit my job. I was like, adios.
Yeah. Fuck this shit.
Like, literally, I was like, fuck this shit. And then my guy saying, I was like, you want to move quick? You want to move out where? With, like, how am I going to pay for this? How am I going to do for this? How am I going to do for this? Like, you know? And then it was them ones, okay, cool. We're going to do it together. We're going to search for jobs together. It was when I'm applying, he's applying.
Yeah.
But it was like that. It was like, okay, cool. I got you an interview there. Go there. I'm like, okay, cool. I was like, oh, I got an interview there. It was like, okay, when's your interview? Let me prep you. Let me do this. So it's like we both worked together because we were like, okay, cool. We need to move out, but this is what we need in order to move out. We need to have at least this much saved, this blah, 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 blah. So it's them ones. Okay, you can date a guy that lives with his mom. It's fine. It's calm. Because at the end of the day, they'll eventually move out, whether it's today, tomorrow, next year. But it's them ones. Before you move out, you need to learn how to manage your money and you need to learn how to live within your means. Like Tam said, if your means is only £400, do not try and do up lavishness and try and spend more than that. Live within your means because that's the only way you can have a bit of change left over for a rainy day. If you have £400 and you use £450, where's the change? What are you going to use for the rainy day? Your head.
You are mindless right now. Your overdraft 100%. Is crying at you.
It is screaming.
It is crying. She says, sis, you need to put some of that ish back. What you doing? You ain't got that money. Where are we going? But do you think that sometimes you need to put yourself in these uncomfortable situations in order to learn? Okay, cool. Mate. I'm going to give myself the responsibility of... It's actually what I had to do. My mom kind of threw me in the deep end with my phone. She said, girl.
You're old enough to...
It's like...
at the age of 16.
For a while, she was... For a while, I was paying for it. She was paying for it. And then it got to a point where it was like, tomorrow, you know... It's time.
Mate, your mom's nice.
Mama was nice. You need to start paying for it. I was like, all right, cool.
Nah, by the time I turned 16, I had to pay
my first contracted phone year was when I got my job.
Boy.
So that was like, what, 18? Until 18, all I had was top up, pay as you go. That's it.
For a good, I think it's been about a year or so since I've actually started paying for my phone, though.
About a year or so,
something like that.
Yeah.
Something of the sort. Yeah, something like that. It wasn't until I actually had a job and came to uni that she was like, okay, now you can have that responsibility.
I feel like my mum robbed me, fam.
Oh, yeah, mine don't love me still. Here's the thing. My mum made sure she got me the job.
Mm.
And then she was like, let's call these people and change the account now. And I was like, right now? So, yeah, right now. So then when we called them...
Right now? Me and my mom is different. She was just like, you know, now that you have a job, although I didn't help you find it, but now you have it, you know?
They're like, you don't love me no more.
Man, it is a bit scary. Yeah, but I think 100%. It's good to start with these small, and you know, small the responsibilities. Because you start paying for it, you have to keep going. So it's like, oh my God, I need to... Okay, I'm trying to leave this job. I now need to... Before I even get to the resignation 100%. Part, I need to find another job.
Yeah.
Or I need to make sure I have enough saved up to cover these expenses until I find the other job. So it's like your mind is always on the go thinking... Okay, what's the next step? How am I going to cover for this? How am I cover for that? I can't just up and leave the job because, you know, I don't know. I don't like, a co-worker or some shit like that. I need to think, where am I going to end up in the deep end if I do this? Or
are you in direct?
Or can I see if the shoe fits? Cinderella,
I'm wearing it. Are you in direct? By all means,
wear it. All right? No, I'm not actually moving that.
Speak with your chest.
I'm speaking for myself because I'm here.
Oh,
I'm here thinking I'm trying to lose my job, but sis, it's like,
jump on the wagon.
You know what?
I'm speaking for myself.
Leaving
I want
the job
to
that I had
jobs.
Before was like one of the best
thing ever.
Because it's like you're in bondage.
Oh my God.
I would go into the store as soon as I step in. I would have this migraine
right
and I'll start crying. And I haven't even started my shift. I've just entered the store.
Okay, I don't feel like that.
Mm.
My thing is, I just want stability.
Stable income, stable guy. Stable everything.
Stable income, stable hours. I'm stable hours. Stable hours. No, I'm still on the job here.
No.
I just want stable hours.
Yeah.
Because all this available today,
honestly,
not available
when it comes
next
to
month.
Money and like me and May were sitting down calculating certain you know, things.
Regretting some holiday that we just booked.
Yeah, but it is what it is, you know.
Oh,
you
boy.
Can't go back after booking the holiday.
We're still trying to cancel.
We can. We've only made one payment.
Can you?
Three payments.
Shut exactly.
Up.
The second one has already started.
Yeah, it's already been.
Yeah. Guys,
do we actually not have time to dance? sorry.
Guys, live within your means.
I'm sorry.
Every time. Okay,
yeah,
every
this
time
is us preaching, but we're not doing
holiday,
it, so.
I just look at how many stars the hotel is.
Shut up.
Not even. I look at, listen, you're going to make the money and you're going to spend it anyway.
That is
you
so
might
true.
As well spend it and make
it.
It
is
but
what it is.
The thing is, when it comes
it
to
is
like,
what
it is. You need to be able, especially when you're leaving a job. Like recently, I like handed in my notice at my job that I've been at for a while. But it's them ones there. When I was writing the notice, I was just like, I did not, you know, when sometimes you're writing something and you're like, wow, now I'm writing the wrong thing. I need to buck up. Yeah. I need to back up off this and like, you know, I should think about it a bit longer. Maybe, you know, but the thing is, I believe I've been thinking about leaving for like a good 6 months.
Mm.
So it just came to a point where I'm like, you know what? I know we're in COVID. I know that we're still in, like, lockdown, but I just can't do this anymore. Mm. Like, I honestly can't stress
You see, when
myself.
You handed it in, did you feel like something heavy just lift off your body? Like, you felt light?
I went around telling everyone I'm leaving.
Yes!
I was just like, are you guys going to miss me?
Even people that I didn't talk to. I was like, I'm leaving, yeah. I'm going, blah, blah, blah. It's mad, you know? Do you think this is how people feel when they leave their houses?
Mm. It sounds like a nice feeling.
No, a house is different.
True.
A house is different. Yeah. But what
depending on your situation,
I'm not gonna lie, my manager tried to bribe me. We can do this for you, you know.
Yeah, we can
promotion.
Yes.
And she tried to throw out the promotion card.
Do
you want to go to another store? Blah blah blah. And I was just like, nah, I just want to leave.
Mm.
But the funny thing is, normal resignation where I work is because someone has had an argument with someone. Someone doesn't, you know.
You I like just, the other person.
Yeah. Mm. Mine was, I just need something new, literally. I was like, I just need something new. I've been here for too long.
Mm.
And I'm the type of person, if the thing does not give me, joy. Like, I don't know. Yeah, not even joy, but if you're
a
not...
A sense of accomplishment.
Exactly. Then there's no point.
True.
And, like, I have my own achievements and dreams.
Guys, don't say this. You're making me want to quit my job.
I can't. Yeah, you relax. You yeah, need to relax. But it's that,
move slowly,
it's,
move slowly, bro.
I feel move like slowly. By the time I took the step of deciding to leave my job,
mm.
I had enough money mm. saved up to last me for a good 5-6 months.
Mm.
So even if I decided not to work for the next 6 months, I'll be fine.
Mm.
But at the same time, it doesn't mean I won't be looking for jobs.
True.
Exactly. It doesn't.
Please don't think like that.
Very
quick.
But it's that month there. It's not like I didn't. I limited myself and I said, okay, cool. After like I quit, I'm just gonna be sitting at home. Yes, I will be sitting at home for a month because I feel like I need it. But me sitting at home for a month, I don't mean like okay, like we were doing in lockdown. I'm talking about like. I'm going out, I'm doing what makes me happy. Mm. I wanna, you know, I love photography. When was the last time I took a picture for my Instagram account?
Last time.
For photography.
Last time was that day when we finished uni and we started walking around.
And that was last year.
Yeah. Shit, that was last
year. I've been so consumed with work.
That's so
true. And like work has been stressing me more than uni. Mm. And I was just like, no, I can't do this.
Mm.
So I was just like, ah, sis, your passions are all going out the window because of 99,
not even 95, fam. These people do stupid hours, fam.
Stupid hours. So I was just like, okay, cool. It's time for you to, you know, take a break, step back, rewind, figure out what you want. And then, if anything, you can go back into it or find another job that's just, you know, not that one. And I was just like, yeah, sis, it's time. And you know, before I gave in, the day I decided to give in my resignation, it wasn't even a planned day. I just couldn't sleep. I had work that day, but I couldn't sleep. And then it's them ones there, I was like, okay, cool. Before I can confirm that I'm going to quit this job, two people need to confirm with me. God. God needs to have the confirmation. My brain needs to process the confirmation.
True.
So it was between me and God. So these are the times where I go on my Bible app and I'm like, okay, cool. If you don't give me the scripture, my man, I ain't leaving.
My girl said, I'm leaving this to you.
Yeah. So then... I dropped on some scripture that said, I'll have you whether you have or whether you don't have. So I was just like, okay.
Thanks. That's my son.
That's it. I wrote the shit down. I was like, I messaged all my, I was like, is anyone awake? Mind you, it's like,
it's 3 a.m. in the morning.
It's 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, people wake up.
I didn't deep it until the morning.
I was calling, I was texting everyone. I was like, are you awake? And then I was just like, okay, cool.
They're not awake.
They're not awake. But by the time I was like, okay, cool. When I spoke to Nay, I was like, no, I'm going to give it, like, you know, after Christmas.
That was like at 6 a.m. in the morning. Yeah. Mind.
I was like, I'm going to give it after Christmas.
Mm.
But then when Jesus. I deeped it, I was just like, if I decide to say, let me stay and then give it after Christmas, I might not do it.
Yeah. You're going to have to stay there a bit longer.
Yeah.
Mm.
Exactly, I might not do it because remember, I'm
gonna wait a year or something.
That is so true, you're still there,
exactly. So then, obviously, when I was like, okay, cool, I sat there and I was reading my resignation on the phone, and I was just like, sis, just hand it,
just
that shit, which I did,
napkin it,
which I did. I literally just said, I was just like, here you go. She's like, oh my god, why are you leaving? I'm just not for me anymore. Still, I feel like I've learned everything
that you need to
that I need to learn.
But you
like,
see
I know more than a manager.
It's like you had a plan, you made your plan. You're like, okay, this is what I'm gonna do, this is what I'm gonna do, this is what I'm gonna do, and you stuck to that plan. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
Whereas most people don't have plans. They don't know what their next step is. They don't know what they're going to do. It's like, okay, cool. You know you're going to leave where you're working and, okay, you're going to take a month off to be you, mm-hmm. to do whatever you want to do. Do your photography, do your hair, you know. Do up Instagram model lifestyle.
I will.
Literally. So you know that month, that what, Feb, yeah. that whole month is dedicated to you and you doing whatever the flip it is that you want to do.
Yep.
And then after that, you're back on your grind. Yep. That's how it should be.
Yep.
It should be like, okay, yeah. I'm on my grind, but don't be on your grind to the point where you collapse on the floor and die.
I feel like all of us just need to learn how to work smart.
Mm. Work smarter, not harder. Mm.
It's all about discipline. It starts with discipline. You know, resisting that temptation of spending money here or spending money there. Especially if you know that you're going to need it later on for something else. You need to actually.
And I feel like, you know what? Having a job and a salary at the end of it puts everyone in the mindset of, oh, let me spend this money.
I'm going to get money anyway.
Mm. I'm going to pay it back. Mm. But even when the time, like, for example, myself. I feel like that's one of the reasons that I'm leaving. Because I would do a fuck off, like, shopping.
And then my dad would be like, no, I'll get it back.
Mm. But then the next month comes and then I spend more money than I needed to.
Yeah.
And I ain't saving nothing.
True.
I ain't investing anything.
True.
I ain't buying no stock. So, sis needs a break. You know?
My girl said sis needs a break.
There was no appreciation. And it's like, it depends what job you work at as well. Where I work, there was no appreciation. There was a lot of racism as well. There still is. The racism is hardcore. And it's just like, well, that's another topic. Bro. Racism in a workplace, that is another topic. Because it is a thing. It is a thing. And, you know, I will personally do an episode on that after I quit. Because I ain't doing it now.
I can't even say shit.
Yeah. I can't do it now. But after I quit.
Guys, after I quit, it'll be a part two. Give me 3 years. I need to pay rent. Leave me alone. I'm getting it.
Bro, ain't nobody judging you. Get your money. So basically,
moral of the story is live within your means. Have a plan of action. You know, don't just go walking anywhere blindlessly, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And know your next step. Know, okay, cool. Today's Monday. This is what I want to do Monday. Or the year 2021, this is what I want to accomplish. And then put all your effort into accomplishing that goal. It doesn't have to be 155 goals. It can just be one goal, and it doesn't have to be a big goal, just a small goal that you write down. Maybe it's like, oh, learn how to tie my shoe. I don't know, something stupid like that. To me, it may seem stupid, but to you, that's what you want to do.
Yeah.
You set out what you want to do, and you go for it. And don't let no one tell you anything, because at the end of the day, the only person that you're in competition with is yourself.
100%.
You're not out here trying to beat Rhea. You're not out here trying to beat me or time. You're out here beating yourself.
Another thing, stop looking for social media validation. Mate. That is one thing that...
Mate, at this point, we had a whole topic about this.
I'm looking at other people.
Go and search it. Go and listen to it again. Our generation, listen to it again.
That's one thing that a lot of people fail. You fail to see the art in yourself because you're looking at other people and the way they're moving. Mm-hmm. And it's like...
Believe in your own source, because your source is saucy, fam.
You're dripping.
It's marinated. Mate. It's seasoned. Literally.
I feel like...
And if it ain't, learn to marinate it. Because you got a lot of time to learn.
There was a time I was walking, I feel like everyone has an iPhone 11, iPhone X, whatever it's called.
Something like that. Mm.
I was on the train. Yeah, I was going somewhere and I was on the train. I saw this one guy with an iPhone 4.
Mm.
He had an iPhone 4. But I can guarantee you, we got off the same train. I was going to an interview. We got off at the same train stop, and you know, we're entering the same building. Mm. Blah blah blah.
So then he walks past during my interview, and I'm there looking at him. And then the guy that was interviewing was like, "Oh yeah, him. He owns the place. He owns the place." And I was like, iPhone fucking 4. Mm-hmm. And I'm out here. This is how you see poverty.
By the flashiness of the flesh.
Yeah. You're telling me you're holding an iPhone 12. But you don't own broke, a building. Living rich. I was questioning myself. And I was like, this guy has a whole... He has more than 36 staff. Right. And he has an iPhone 4.
Mm-hmm.
I was just like, wow. Mesmerized.
It's like Simon Cowell. My guy's always in jeans and a white shirt. That's it. Keep it cute, literally.
Keeping it cute and simple.
Believe in your source, make a plan of action, and go for it. That's it. But I beg, please be safe. I don't want to be stuck in my house again. I really don't. I don't want to do that. So stay safe, wear your mask. Have a lovely Christmas. I mean, can I say that? Can I start saying that from now? Have a happy Merry Christmas. Have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Yeah. That took so long.
Adios. Have a Happy New Year.